important is this to you? When you go into a store, and you remember we worked at the drugstore Big B that was acquired by CVS, I think.
Hold on. It was acquired by Revco first.
Revco and then CVS. Revco actually initiated a hostile takeover. I remember this.
Yeah.
It was a really interesting, you know, learning
it's the
experience.
The drugstore wars of 97.
Yeah.
Classic.
But at that time, you know, the store manager, who was a big influence on me as far as customer service and just
Kabina?
Taking pride in what you do and work ethic. Kabina. Yeah, Ron Kabina.
Ron Kabina. What a guy.
People of a certain age do remember going into a store and the manager is very clearly identified. You know, the sleeves are rolled up. There's a pencil behind the ear. There's a clipboard in one hand. And there's a warm, friendly smile ready to greet you as you approach that aisle as he's, you know, taking inventory, whatever he's doing. And do you miss that, Travis, when you walk into a store and you realize, oh, that there's the guy, or there's the, you don't need their help, or there's the woman who owns the store, and they're going to say, can I help you find something?
Do I miss that? I don't know if we ever had that. I think that was just Ron Kabina, and he wasn't replicated anywhere in the 90s or the 2000s or now. No, I don't. And I'll tell you why, because I've been in enough CVSs. Like, I know where the Q-tips are. I don't need help. I know where the deodorant is. I pretty much know where everything is because I've been in a CVS or one of those drugstores. So I get the sentiment to your question, but the answer, and I'm just going to be truthful, no, I don't miss that, and I don't need that. And I don't want it.
Well, I think that...
I don't know if that was the answer you were looking for. I'm sorry.
I was not looking for that answer. I was... but, you know, I have to accept it. I will say down here locally, if you compare maybe Home Depot to Ace Hardware, if you go into an Ace, at least the one...
I've never been in an Ace in my life. What is it like?
I highly recommend it.
Really?
Not every Ace is the same, but the one that's closest to our house, there are like at least three employees on guard ready. They're not going to swarm you.
Really?
But if you go to the paint aisle, you go to the plumbing fixtures, you go on any given aisle, they are ready. And if they see that you're a little lost, they're going to walk up very neighborly and say, can I?
Oh, this is incredible. Would you say that Ace is the place
for the
something?
Friendly hardware folks?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I need to go to Ace.
They walk the walk. So I don't plug many companies on this show, but I'm very happy to give Ace Hardware a plug. I've had a great experience. I like this stuff, Travis. I like things from another era. I like music from another era. I enjoy running into an 87-year-old person and having a brief, fleeting conversation with them. Let me ask you something else.
Specific. Yeah.
Let me ask you something else. All right. Let's just say that this is two parts. So the first part is on a phone call. You've had to call your insurance company. You've had to call someone where it's like a 20-minute conversation, and they're set. They're working something out for you, and a little bit of side talk, a little bit of laughter and
banter,
and banter and connection. And you're like, man, I really like this person. This is fun,
yeah.
And they're making this a good experience. And you realize that your issue is close to being resolved, and that call is wrapping up. Do you ever get to the end of that phone call and it dawns on you, I'm never going to speak to this person ever again? I'm a little sad about it, but I've got to wait for the survey because I agreed to do a brief survey, and then I'm not going to speak to them ever again. Does that ever happen?
Yes, it does. It happens to me all the time, and it's something I've thought about a lot. Talked to my therapist about it a little bit. She tells me that forget about it. There's 8 billion people in the world, and you can't get hung up on the person that's helping you cancel your spectrum. And it's something I'm having to work through daily, actually. I can feel it, yeah. I'm out past people on the street, and it's like, oh, I'll never see them ever again. And then Michael, my 12-year-old, will say, Daddy, you know, this is insane behavior to be exhibiting.
Connecting on such a deep level.
Yeah. He's like, you have to accept the reality of what we live in, that you cannot connect with all 8 billion people. It's just not possible. And I'll get there one day. But I mean, somebody just passed me a minute ago, and before you even asked a question, I was like, oh, I'll never see them again. They live in my neighborhood. So,
Travis,
yes. Yes.
are you still on your walk?
I am.
This call has
I'm
been going
walking.
On for close to an hour, but you were walking prior to the start of the call. How?
Probably 5 miles now.
Five.
If we're doing an hour, yeah, 25. You want to talk about walking?
I do want to talk about walking, and you've been on some hikes, and this is something that you're a few years into. You really enjoy not just getting the steps in. I mean, that's important, but it's more about, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but just self-exploration and...
What? What? Self-exploration. I love it.
Well,
all right. So what's the question? All right. So during the pandemic, I got sent home. I was lucky enough to be able to work from home. My wife, Robin, she got sent home. She could work from home as well. And she started taking our youngest, Allie, out in the stroller. I'd watch them go every single day. They would go and they'd come back for 30, 45 minutes. And then one day, this is probably May of 2020, I was like, I'm going to join you because I still get a lunch break even though I'm working from home. And I walked with them. I was like, so we just moved to this neighborhood and it's very walkable. And I was like, that was actually really cool. But it was kind of boring, you know? And so I got some headphones and I downloaded a podcast. It was one I've recommended to you before. I think you've listened to it, but it was S-Town. And I'll never forget,
yeah.
May of 2020,
S-Town.
Every day I would put on this podcast, S-Town, which is still to the day the best podcast I've ever listened to. And it's not like a traditional podcast. It's more of a auditory documentary.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, I recognize at that moment I can exercise because I tried to run. I got plantar fasciitis. I tried to do the exercise bike. I got bored. Try to do the stair stepper, and that thing's a nightmare. I never want to do that again. But I found what worked for me was just getting 10,000 steps a day. Sometimes you get more, but if you just put that goal at 10,000 and then put the headphones on, listen to a podcast, listen to a book on tape, wherever it may be, it was a way I could, you know, take a break from work, get some exercise in, and also be entertained at the same time. And, you know, for some people, they want to do the rower, or they want to run, or what? It's like you have to figure out what works for you. And walking doesn't work for everybody, but it works for me. And after about, once I really got serious about it, you know, I ended up losing like a hilarious amount of weight. It was like 40 or 50 pounds. And it was just insane. And then I've kept it, you know, for 4 years now. I just walk 10,000 steps a day and kind of watch what I eat. I'm good.
Wow.
So that's my journey.
Well, I really... I mean this sincerely. I commend you for sticking to it. This was not just a fleeting exercise for you. This was something that you're committed to. This is you'll be probably doing this the rest of your life.
Oh yeah, forever, without a doubt. And I have a treadmill at home that I use when it's you know dark or if it's bad weather.
How much waving do you do? As a walker to passersby?
Yeah, it's a struggle. I'm not going to lie. It's expected. It's awkward. I wave to everybody, but I usually wear sunglasses, so I don't even look at them. I'll just wave and assume they wave back. Just go through the motions, you know?
Yeah.
It's part of the game, man. I'm telling you. If you're going to be a walker, you got to be able to walk the life.
There's, you know, because Vivian, I take her to a... And for some folks, I apologize. Some of this may be getting a bit dry, but
no, this is compelling.
There are some faces and some people that I know in this other neighborhood where her caregiver lives, and I see them every morning or every afternoon, and we don't do the waving anymore because I've been seeing them for years. And talking to you, I just realized they don't wave because they're seeing 30 or 40 of me. Like all these different vehicles, you can't just constantly be.
If there's like a line of three cars, I often wonder, is that third car going to be like, they're just waving at everybody? Because like I'll like wave and stop and wave and wave. But no, it's just exercise. It's getting outside. And it really took the pandemic for me to figure it out. I've been trying for years to get something that would actually work for me. And this is the only thing that I can do consistently that I enjoy. Yeah, I get to listen to podcasts. Like I listen to more podcasts than probably the normal person, but and I'm going to listen to this one now on an infinite loop forever because it was me talking to you and to myself. And it's hard to explain, but I've kind of ruined podcasts for myself now. But I've never been on a podcast. This is the first time.
Well, you,
it's exciting.
And
you have international listeners?
Absolutely.
Where's the farthest somebody's listened? What country?
I've got people on every continent. I think there's not huge pockets.
Even Antarctica?
I think there is one.
What?
No, not that far, but.
I said every continent.
I mean, Australia, New Zealand, Eastern.
Yeah, you've had some Australian guests too.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
There's people everywhere, and some folks I hear from, and I'm thinking, what? I'm glad this is interesting. I don't always feel like I talk about topics that are near and dear to everybody at every corner of the globe, but we're doing something right.
Can I tell you something, and to your listeners who are going to listen to this, and hopefully I'll be a certain number that only I know? This is one of the few podcasts, I'm not just saying this because you're my brother, but I listen to a lot of podcasts, and all the podcasts I listen to are sports or they're, you know, politics, but it's like famous people that have a million followers and they're interviewing other famous people or comedians or whatever, or sports stars. This is the first podcast I've ever listened to where you talk to a tax assessor from Trussville, Alabama. And some people might scoff at that and say that's boring, but it's like a slice of life that nobody is reaching out to. And then you get singer-songwriters, you get comedians, you get friends, you get family. And it's just like getting to, it's like an every person's podcast where you can just learn something. And I don't have to like a certain genre of music that the person does, but I can at least hear their story and hear their experience and their struggle and what they, you know, what kind of goals they have. And I just think it's fascinating. So I'm going to go ahead. You give a lot of praise to your guests. I'm going to go ahead and turn the praise back on you and say, you're the best.
Wow. I'm speechless.
You're speechless, aren't you? Yeah, of course you are.
I really appreciate that. That's what I aim to do is, you know, this is a weekly podcast every Sunday. Sometimes as you folks have seen, it's the wee hours of Monday morning, depending on my schedule, as we say here in the South.
Yes. Was that Principal Jeffries from Central? Central?
Really, any man above the age of 52, if you live in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, you're going to hear Skedjoo. And they just drop the L-E and just hang on the U and let it ride out. And
yes,
I like it. I mean,
we could go on about the Southern dialect, which is so funny. We're from Alabama, obviously born in Chicago, but raised in Alabama. And I'm sure I'm going to listen to this or hear parts of it and be like, I sound so country. I don't feel like I do, but it's infectious, just that accent.
It is. I'm really, like, you know, we were born in Chicago, but I'm glad when I was a kid, I was like, why do we have to move from Chicago? I mean, I could go to the Cubs games if that ever happened, but it's a different experience. I'm glad that we grew up in, what's going on now? Are you making a, cracking the ice?
Oh, I just got back home.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got back home. I'm about to start cooking here in a minute. We're going to have steaks for Easter. It's a Easter tradition, but I'm good to keep going. Hey, we got 6 more hours. I already told you. I've cleared the schedule. We're going to get to like midnight.
All right. So whoever's listening to this and you're on your way to see your in-laws and it's another 5 hours on the road, you are in luck. We're going to carry it all the way there.
Yes.
No.
I think we should just start reading the dictionary at some point. Like we got to like burn some time somehow.
All right. I do have a question. This is pretty important. When you go through your sock drawer and you've just got, I'm having a big problem with this right now. I don't know how it started. I don't know how we got here, but I've got a variety of socks, of dress socks for the day, and I am having an impossible time pairing up 2 socks of, you know, the style and the ones that I like, the ones that I really like. I'm just thinking, where is that other one? I've got the first one in my hand, and I can't find that other green sock, and I'm thinking, well, never mind. Let me move on. And so I pick up the blue one, And I'm thinking, okay, where's the other blue one? Where is it? And I can't find it. So I'm moving on. And
you
I do this about
mismatch.
Six or seven times. And then I think, what has happened in my house? And I just grab something, a pair of socks that are horrible, or not horrible, but just way down the line of what I'd prefer to wear. Where do they go? And is your sock
that was
drawer...
Wait, hold on. You just asked me where the socks go?
Yeah.
That took 20 minutes. That was the biggest setup for where do the socks go.
Well, that's the question.
All right, I'll give you a serious answer. Big sock makes a variety pack of 6 or 12 socks. Each sock is just a little bit different, right?
I'm sorry.
You're always going to lose them.
Did you just say like big ag, big agriculture, big sock?
Yeah, it's a thing. Big sock exists. I guarantee you, publicly traded sock companies, there's got to be one. They do this on purpose because they know the more variations of socks that they make, the more likely you are to lose them. So if you were to go to Costco and you know, buy up a jumbo 48 pack of all blues, you're going to be fine. Costco is going to make a little bit of margin, but the real big sock, they do make all these different variations where, like, I'm in the same boat as you. I literally cannot find a matching pair of socks to save my life. Now, luckily, I work from home, but we do go into the office, it's every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. And so it's always, you know, in the back of my mind, it's, you know, my daily struggle is, what am I going to do in 2 weeks when the office is calling and I got to be there? And I've got
to look good.
The blue striped socks and the black striped socks, but I don't have the pair of blue or the pair of black. It's a real thing that that I have to deal with, and it's bad.
When you've got a pair that you're especially fond of, you know, you've had them since.
You're gonna edit all this out, right? Are you gonna edit all this out? Because this is
okay.
Fucking paint dry. Like,
moving along.
Okay.
I feel like I had a better question here. It has been a. It's been.
What is happening? What literally just happened?
I was going in one direction. I'm like, no, I don't think I want to go there. Let me go somewhere else. All right. How about some of these? I have this list of albums from 1999. For some reason, I'm kind of stuck on that 25-year mark.
You just asked about Creed and just moved on.
Yeah. Christina Aguilera, What a Girl Wants. What does this, at the time, what did it mean to you? And 25 years later, reflecting back, what does it mean to you now?
I'm still trying to understand what a girl wants or needs. Back then, I was so far removed. I mean, I was aware of her and Britney Spears and all the pop music that was coming out. But I was so far into, and I was a senior in high school, listening to, you know, rock and metal. That just did not move the needle at all for me. I thought, I mean, I saw it, I look at it the same way I did back then. It was just pop music, you know. It was very catchy, but yeah, just not my thing.
We'll get all the rest of the stuff sorted out in this country. But
what do you think about School Track? Are you a fan?
School Track?
Traffic. Just dropping off, picking up.
Oh, yeah. I don't get involved in that.
What do you mean? Don't pick your kids up from school? Come on. So at daycare in the mornings, there was police officers that would tell.
Okay, your phone's cutting out. Yeah, school traffic. Natalie usually drops Warren off at first grade, and I go pick him up. But I pick him up from after school care, so I don't get into the 3 o'clock line. Nor would I if I ever was asked to do that.
Yeah, we have buses for the kids. But whenever we miss the bus, you got to get all in that. It's terrible.
Why do we have to do that?
Well, because you got to get your kids to school and you got to pick them up. It's pretty simple.
How come no? There's not been one school in the past 40 years who's figured out how to circumvent this snaky line of cars just parked in a little. They're just like hugging that lane that kind of circles around, but they're just idling. And is there another way to get kids? To just get them back in your custody?
I mean, beyond busing, no. No, there's not. The world has a lot of issues. And
What if a school strategically opened directly across the street from a long, dormant Winn-Dixie parking lot, and there was like just kind of this dead shopping center. And so around 3 o'clock, everyone just go park over there, and then the kids, there's like a well-identified crosswalk, and then they just walk over to the parking lot, and there's all these waving hands of moms and dads to say, oh, hey, honey, I'm over here. And they just get to the cars that way. And then it's just like leaving a ball game, like from that point.
I think you're onto something.
But
you need to, yeah, you just got to find, well, there's a few issues. The schools are traditionally already established and have been for decades. And the chance of them being directly located next door to a empty, and I think you Winn-Dixie, are probably very low. So maybe, you know, you catch lightning in a bottle once or twice, but yeah, it's I guess you could build Winn-Dixies next to the schools in hopes that they close down eventually, and then you'll get to that utopia you're looking for. But you might want to revisit that one. That's all I'm saying. It wasn't a bad idea.
You know how like every metro area of some size has like that shopping plaza that was bustling in like 1994. And it's just like nothing's there except maybe a Dollar General and a couple things. And it's like the sprawling asphalt that's still has the big light post and little cracks and valleys here and there, but otherwise drivable and parkable. There's one of those kind of close to where you guys used to live, but it's just like hundreds and just as far as the eye can see, all these parking spaces, but not a real flagship store there anymore.
Yeah, well, you're talking about, Jesus, it's going on 2 hours. So they actually, it's funny you should say, the Piggly Wiggly that used to be across the street left and moved up into that shopping center, and they put a restaurant up there, and now the Piggly Wiggly shopping center is the one that's kind of, you know, a little bit more empty. I think they've cleaned it up a little bit, but yeah, it's empty shopping centers is a big deal. I wish Trump or Harris would actually bring this up at some point, because it's an important issue to a lot of people.
I think it is. The just repurposing of these once thriving commerce hotspots. Well, we actually have on my timer here, we've reached the 2 hour mark. I don't know how close that we're going to come to the John Hunter episode, but wow, you're getting really close. And we got to hang it up. I don't know if we can really justify just creating another topic. I got to go.
No. Yeah, I've got places to be.
Well, this has been great, and undoubtedly this will be split into part one and part two for your listening enjoyment, and so you get to hear all of it. I might even carve this thing up into threes.
So I got to send you three pictures? That's really putting me out.
I might do it. I actually might do part one, part two, part three.
The trilogy.
Because, you know, you do see some stuff on YouTube. I get some analytics. I put these episodes up. This is another reason why I don't really focus a lot of my attention on it. The average view time on an episode that's 47 minutes long, even 34 minutes or 50. Average view time is like a couple minutes.
Really?
So I don't even know how deep people are getting. And I think that it's perfectly fine with that in mind to get into some just obscene, silly season topics at the depths here, because I don't know who's listening.
Nobody.
Who am I trying to please? There's no stakeholders. So
you need to add something. Say the first person to text me this wins a prize. I don't know.
Yeah. So there's a word I'm going to say, and it's bullfrog. And I'm going to put that on the episode description and say, hey, whenever you hear the word bullfrog, message me for a free $20 gift card to Papa John's and send me your address. And you know what? I will do it. You're hungry for pizza. You like Papa John. Hey, if you say, hey, look, I don't have one in my hometown, but I love Domino's. Tell me where you are. I'm sending the card to you. That's the key word. There you have it. Thanks for listening to the Dan Time Podcast. Any final thoughts, Travis?
No.
All right.
I appreciate it. It's you know, killing two birds with one stone. We get to catch up. You get to, I just gave you three episodes. But no, it's always fun catching up. I know we're, you know, miles apart, but at this moment I feel very close to you. It's fun catching up, and I enjoy listening to all your episodes, and I look forward to doing it in exactly the same amount of time it took for me to do it the second time.
Yes. On that note, we'll see you next Sunday, folks. Thanks for listening to the Dan Time Podcast. Tell your friends about it. Tell everybody you know about it. Leave a review. Whatever's the easiest thing for you to do. I appreciate you as a listener. Have a great week. Go out there and do something you want to do this weekend or this week. It's probably Monday that you're listening to this. Go Cubs, go. Hopefully we're 3 games back. That's all I ask for. 3 games back on Monday morning. We'll see you next Sunday.
Calling to see you want to eat chicken pot pie tonight. Daniel, your grandmother again. I forgot to add something. Just trying to get your room ready for when you, Natalie and Warren, come over and spend the night. I wanted to know if you wanted me to fluff your pillow. Oh, my little damn bit. I have my... Those may be my great, 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 great grandsons here with me, Michael and Julia. You want to say something, Michael?
Thank you, Grandma, for picking me up. My great grandma. Oh, no, my great, great grandma.
That's a little fuzzy right now. It's the lineage of me to you, but JoJo, do you want to say hey?
Hey, Daniel. So, I want to say something. Hey, Grandma.
Let the boys see you at our house. Seriously, though, call me. Tell me when you're coming.